Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
First, I want to thank you all for how you all have been praying for your pastor and praying for my wife and my family. I decided to do something today which helps to bring impact to my sermon. And that sermon title is, But God Had Mercy on Me. God, help me get through this. Many of you knew I was sick, but you didn't know the extent of my sickness. And the little video we're getting ready to show is going to be a little graphic and might be a little disturbing. But I want y'all to see where God brought me from. Roll the video. I had just got out of my rollator and was trying to sit in my chair. And I ended up sitting on the arm of the chair. And this is what it took for me to get in my chair. Y'all see how long it took me to get from the arm of my chair into my chair? I was weak. I was lethargic. When I finally got in my chair, I fell out because I was so exhausted trying to move into my recliner. But God had mercy on me. New Providence and friends, this Sunday morning, I want to give you a personal testimony about the mercy and grace of God that I have experienced over the last 7 years of my life. I have been the recipient of so much mercy that today I can only give you a snapshot of some of the mercy I have received. New Providence, this past Friday was so special to me and my family. For this past Friday, I celebrated my 1 year anniversary of having a successful kidney transplant. To God be the glory. Marveling at the grace and mercy of God that he has shown to me, my mind ran back over the last 7 years of my life and how God has had mercy on me. New Providence and friends, can I testify this morning? In 2018, I was diagnosed with end-stage renal disease, which caused me to go on dialysis. As a dialysis patient, I was recommended to see if I would be a good candidate for a kidney transplant. I had to go through a battery of tests to see if I would be a good candidate for a transplant. And one of the tests that was given to me was a stress test. And when the test was administered, they discovered that there was some abnormality in my heart function. So they wanted me to have a heart catheterization procedure to get a better look at what was taking place in my heart. In 2019, as a result of the heart catheterization, they discovered that I had three major artery blockages in my heart. Two arteries were 100% blocked, and one artery 85% blocked. And because of the amount of blockage, the only remedy to correct the blood flow to my heart was by going into my heart and creating three bypasses around the blockages. And today, I sit here before you still preaching as a living, open heart survivor. And the reason is, but God had mercy on me. In November 2021, coming from a trip from Virginia Beach, I accidentally stepped into a hole in the parking lot of our local Dollar General. And I tore my Achilles, which required me to have surgery to repair it. Now, while I was preparing for Achilles surgery, my gallbladder and prostate became inflamed. I had to have my gallbladder removed and my prostate treated. And while I was in the hospital having my gallbladder removed and my prostate treated, my foot surgeon decided that he would do my Achilles surgery since I was already in the hospital. After the surgery, I was required to go into rehabilitation. For almost 40 days of therapy. And after completing the time of rehabilitation, my foot surgeon told me that I had Charcot disease, which was the result of having diabetes for such a long period of time. He told me that the Charcot disease causes the bones in your feet and in your ankles to disintegrate. Yep. Yep. He told me that I only had two choices, amputation or a boot that I must wear the rest of my life. Even after all that I had gone through, New Providence, I still declared, but God had mercy on me. For several years, as a church family, you prayed to God that I would receive a kidney transplant. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So on July 25th, 2024, my cell phone rang around 2 o'clock in the morning. And the voice on the phone said, "Mr. Wood, this is Tampa General Hospital. And we have a kidney for you. You need to arrive here within the next 8 hours. We called our daughter, Naona, and she found us a flight to Tampa on Northwest Airlines that was departing at 6 a.m. We threw some clothes into a suitcase and headed toward the airport. My wife dropped me off at the terminal and proceeded to park the car. After parking the car, in her excitement, my wife went to the wrong terminal. By the time she realized that she was in the wrong terminal, the flight to Tampa was boarding. Upon arrival at the right terminal, it was too late to check bags. So the flight attendant took the bag and kept it until my daughter Naona was able to pick it up. I told her that we were on our way to Tampa for me to receive a kidney transplant. And she called the gate where we were to board the plane. And she told them that we were coming and to hold the plane until we get to the gate. Won't God have mercy and show his children favor? All I can say, I'm just testifying. But God had mercy on me. Now, while in Tampa after the transplant, I fell and hit my head on the wall in the apartment that we were renting. I did not realize the damage that was done when I hit my head. I had a subdural hematoma of the brain, which is bleeding on the brain. From August until November, my brain was slowly bleeding. I became physically weak and lethargic. I had memory challenges and became mean-spirited. Sorry, honey. But after falling two more times at home, my wife and children said, "Enough is enough. You are going to the emergency room." So, since Duke Hospital in Durham took me on as a kidney transplant patient, the ambulance took me to the emergency room at Duke in Durham. After arriving, the ER doctor did a battery of tests on me, and after doing a brain scan, the ER doctor came into my room and said, "Mr. Wood, have you fallen lately?" I chuckled to myself because I knew I had fallen and didn't say anything. But after he asked me that, I admitted that I have fallen. He told me the test revealed that I had bleeding on the brain and that he needed to operate on my brain within the next 2 hours or I could suffer a major stroke. But God had mercy on me. God guided the hands of the surgeon and he was able to drain the blood that had pushed my brain to the right side of my head. I'm telling you, New Providence and friends, but God had mercy on me. Now let me go to the text. That was my personal testimony. In our text today, the Apostle Paul is writing to the believers at Philippi. Paul is writing to them while being imprisoned in Rome. He writes them thanking them for the financial gift they had sent to him by one of the faithful servants named Epaphroditus. When Epaphroditus arrives, he doesn't only just give Paul what the Philippians had sent him, but he stays with Paul, working along with him and caring for him. Paul uses terms of endearment concerning Epaphroditus in his letter to the Philippians. Paul uses terms describing him as his brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier. But Paul tells them that even though Epaphroditus is such a blessing to him that he thinks it's necessary to send Epaphroditus back to them. Paul says that he longs for all of them and that Epaphroditus was distressed because the Philippians heard that he was sick. Listen to me good. If you love the people of God, if you are a godly pastor, you can't help yourself from being concerned about what your congregation is going through, especially when you are going through your own personal struggles. Now, I know many of you here at New Providence have told me and are still telling me, "Pastor Wood, you are still recovering. Do not worry about the church." And I know that the church will go on with or without me. But my concern is not the church as an institution, but my concern is for you as individuals. My concern is that you keep the faith. You stay in the word. You continue in your faithfulness to God. And don't give up your hope in God, no matter what happens in your life. Epaphroditus was distressed over the fact that the Philippians heard the news that he was sick. And let me pause right here and say to you, just because you may be actively engaged in ministry, just because you are trying to live right, just because you're doing the best you can to live holy, doesn't mean that you are given a pass from times of testing. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God brings them out of them all. Yes, even the righteous must go through the test. And that is how we develop a testimony. No test, no testimony. Okay, can y'all stand just a few more minutes? Paul writes to them that Epaphroditus was sick. Paul declares that Epaphroditus was so sick that he almost died. Now, you know that there were probably some folk who thought it was over for Epaphroditus. Even Epaphroditus might have wrestled with the issue of his own mortality. And let me say right here, even with the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, when you have to come face to face with issues concerning your own mortality, it is not easy to handle. Sometimes, and I'm a witness, you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You've got to remind yourself that God is still ultimately in control of everything. Paul says that Epaphroditus was so sick that he almost died. But Paul told the conclusion to Epaphroditus' story. Paul said, but God had mercy on him. And I don't know the conclusion of your story, but I sure know the conclusion of my story. And my story concludes, but God had mercy on me. And there are some of you here or watching and listening today who can shout with me, but God had mercy on me. Some of us were sick unto death, but God had mercy on us. Some of us were broke, busted, and disgusted, but God had mercy on us. Some of us were raised in unhealthy environments, but God had mercy on us. Some of us may have had a life or background that involved drug and alcohol use and abuse. But if you look at us today, all we can say is, but God had mercy on us. Some of us have suffered broken relationships, thought that we would never make it, but God had mercy on us. Can I tell you more? Tell you a few more. Some of us have had a criminal past. Y'all know we did some stuff that we got locked up for. But God had mercy on us. Some of us suffer from depression, from carelessness, and from downright dirty, low down sin. But God had mercy on us. Mercy is pity. We needed God's pity because we were pitiful people. But thank God for his mercy. So Paul decides to send Epaphroditus back to the Philippian believers so that they could see what God had done for him and that they might rejoice and be glad with him. New Providence, as I close, I have that same testimony. God sent me back here to New Providence Baptist Church to let you all know and let you all see that there's nothing too hard for God. He is a miracle worker. He is a door opener. He is a healer. Say yes, yes, yes. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God had mercy on me. Oh, that's why I'm here today. Because I serve a merciful God. I serve a God who looks beyond my faults and still blesses me according to my needs. Come on, stand to your feet all over the church.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531. Or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.